Once again, a word of welcome to all who are watching live with us this morning and maybe watching later in the day today. We're very glad and honored that you have decided to mark Sunday as holy by watching Mass with us here at St. Mark. For those of you who are watching live, you'll notice that the chat feature is enabled on our broadcast. So if you would like to chat with the folks who are watching, or perhaps you might have a prayer intention that you'd like to make known there in the chat, please feel free to go ahead and do so. For all, you'll notice also the comments below the video. If you'd like to leave a comment, we'd certainly welcome that. If you maybe have a question about the Catholic faith, a question about the Mass, a question about anything, you could leave it in the comments there below the video. And I promise I'll answer your question during the course of this week. The story that we just heard as our gospel today occurs on the evening of Easter Sunday. Two of Jesus' disciples are journeying away from Jerusalem to a town called Emmaus. The disciples, as they were walking along that road, certainly were experiencing a lot of emotions. Just the previous Sunday, the Sunday we know as Palm Sunday, Jesus had been welcomed into Jerusalem with great fanfare and honor. People were calling him the Messiah. It was certainly quite an emotional high for the followers of Jesus. But then, later in that week, they reach a tremendous low when Jesus is crucified, a truly awful and humiliating way to die. Then he's dead and buried. Surely they were at an emotional low point at that time. And now they mention some uncertainty that the women had brought a message that Jesus had risen from the dead, and they apparently don't know what to do with that. So they're uncertain even about what is happening. They're on an emotional roller coaster, ups, downs, uncertainty. Maybe over the last month, you too have felt like you were on an emotional roller coaster. I know I have. There have been highs and lows. Uncertainty abounds all over the place. Certainly, our emotions have been very, very tense and wrought these days. And then, in the story, Jesus appears. Jesus comes alongside them to accompany them. And he explains to them how God's providence has ordered everything that has just happened in Jerusalem. He explains how God's plan has unfolded through the long history of the Old Testament, how God ordained that the Messiah would suffer and then enter into his glory. And he assures them that nothing happens outside the providential care of God. Then he enters the house. He sits down with them. He blesses, breaks, and gives them the bread. And then he disappears. And they realize in that instant that their hearts were on fire. They were burning with love for Jesus. And they go back to Jerusalem to tell the others that he is indeed alive. So for us who are on an emotional roller coaster as well, what is this story telling us? Well, I think it reminds us that just as Jesus came alongside those disciples on the road to Emmaus, Jesus wants to come alongside us as well. He assures us today that nothing escapes the providence of God. Of course, we don't know how this situation that we are going through right now will turn out. We don't know the long-term implications. We don't even know when we're going to go back to normal and what that normal is going to look like. But God knows. And he knows that it will happen in the best time for us. God doesn't create evils. God didn't create this pandemic. But he allows good things to come out of even the bad things that happen to us and to our world. He allows good to come out of these things that we may never even know. But yet, in God's providence, all of those things will happen. Happen for our good and the good of others. The funny thing about the disciples on the road is that they were trying to get away from Jerusalem. Think about that. They had experienced all of these events in Jerusalem, and then the women come with this good news that Jesus is alive. So what do? They say, I'm getting out of town. They don't want to hang around to see what else is going to happen. It might be worse. Maybe we're feeling the same way. We just want to go back to the way things were. I want to get back to normal. I want to go out to dinner. Whatever that is for you. But that's not where God wants us to be. He wants us to be in the here and the now, and embracing the challenges of this particular moment. And he doesn't leave us alone. That's the other thing that this story teaches us. That Jesus is coming alongside of us right now. And he's coming alongside of us in many ways. Some of those ways maybe we weren't expecting. One of them, I think, is in the invitation to take responsibility for our faith and our faith life. So often we associate faith with this building. We come here for an hour on Sunday to pray. We come here to the campus to drop our kids off for religious education. This is the place where faith happens. Well, actually, faith is supposed to be happening in our homes. Our homes are supposed to be domestic churches, a place where faith is practiced and spoken about and honored. And in this time, we are being invited to take responsibility for that, to pray as a family, to pray with my spouse, with my children, to teach my children faith, not just through lectures, but through example. Jesus comes alongside us and asks us to take responsibility for this tremendous gift that we've been given. I think another unexpected way that he's coming beside us is in reminding us what's really important in life. Our 21st century consumer culture has done a really good job of protecting us from thinking about what's really important in life. We had lots of distractions, sports, recreation, whatever those distractions are. But now, for the most part, they're gone. They remind us what is really important is God, our family, our faith. Jesus comes alongside us and asks us to consider how we're honoring those and making them the most important part of our lives. And that when we do indeed go back to something that we recognize as normal, how am I going to continue to give those important things an honored place in my life and in my family's life? Jesus comes alongside of us also in his word. In the scriptures. And the scriptures also should have an honored place in our homes and in our lives of faith. God speaks to us through the word. Jesus explains to the disciples on the road how everything in the scriptures refers back to him. So we too should be honoring and studying and reading the scriptures. One of the most convenient ways to do that is simply to follow the Sunday Mass and weekday Mass readings at home, to get a really good commentary that provides those readings for us, like the Magnificat or the Word Among Us, so that they're right there, easily accessible for us to meditate on, to pray over. And Jesus comes alongside of us, most importantly, in the Eucharist. And I realize that this is a difficult thing to think about right now. Many of you are going on 4 or 5 weeks now without having received Holy Communion. And that is in itself a terrible thing. But yet, what is God asking of that? What good can come from that? I think it's reminding us about that fire that should be burning within us, as the disciples recognize once Jesus disappears. Am I on fire for the Eucharist? Does my heart truly burn and desire to come to Mass on Sunday and receive Jesus? Or had it become just something simply that I did every week and it became a routine? That is perhaps some good that could come for us from this situation, that our hearts will burn. There will be a desire there to always be with Jesus in the Eucharist. So yes, we are on a bit of an emotional roller coaster. And I think it's okay for us to acknowledge and to recognize that fact. The situation seems at times out of our control. It's lots of things that are unfamiliar to us. All things that are difficult. Loss of control. Unfamiliarity. I'd also like us today to look to the example of our Blessed Mother. Look to her who completely surrendered her control to God when she told the angel, "Be it done to me according to your word." She completely gave over that control to him and then trusted him, even in those times that were unfamiliar, difficult. She trusted that God's providence indeed would provide for her. This Friday is May 1st. May is a month that is traditionally dedicated to honoring the Blessed Virgin Mary. And I would like to encourage us. I would like to encourage us to pray the rosary every day in May to honor Mary, to ask for her intercession, and to ask her that we, like her, might be willing to give over our control and trust that God will provide for us, even in this unfamiliar time. And then, as we go through May, May 31st, the very last day of May, is Pentecost, the day when the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles and the Blessed Virgin to go out and spread the news of Jesus, the birthday of the Church. So perhaps as we are praying the rosary throughout the month of May, we might ask that on May 31st, when we celebrate Pentecost, we might have a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit to encourage us to go out, to trust God's providence, and to trust that he is providing for us, that we might receive a new springtime of faith and a new springtime of evangelization. Friends, today, let our hearts be burning within us. Let us have hearts on fire to see where Jesus is walking along the way with us.